WGCH.com anywhere. The WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. All of our top local stories, 8:05. At 8:21, it's our Greenwich Real Estate Report with the Greenwich Association of Realtors, Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe, and 2023 GAR President Brian Tunney will join me. WGCH Newsletter Time 7:52, third Thursday of the month, means State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
Doing well. Lots to talk about. We got a vote coming up on tax package. What's your thoughts about this, and where's it going?
Well, it's a long story, and the vote was actually yesterday. So a couple months ago, the governor introduced his tax proposal, which called for a one-half of 1% reduction in the income tax rate for middle-income families. There is a slightly larger increase for families who make low incomes, and there's no decrease for families who are making higher incomes, so above $300,000 or $400,000. I was hoping that the tax cut proposal would be bigger, but I did appreciate that the governor put his best foot forward on it. Unfortunately, the legislative leadership on the Finance Committee did not entertain an up or down vote on the governor's package. They actually instead introduced an even smaller decrease in taxes. Now, after 30 years of tax increase after tax increase in the state, there's actually a report recently saying that Connecticut's taxes over the last 40 years increased more than any other states, obviously to the point that we have the second highest taxes in the country. I think it was well overdue that given the surpluses we have, that we actually deliver significant relief to middle-class families and families across the board. So only having a 0.25% decrease for middle-class families and for some families, no decrease in the package that was proposed and voted on by the Finance Committee yesterday was very disappointing. So I voted against it. Every Republican voted against it. And I think, to their credit, Representative Steve Meskers from Greenwich voted against it, and another Democratic state representative on the committee voted against it as well. So there was bipartisan opposition on the basis that we should be doing far more to deliver relief to middle-class families.
All right, now on that note, you want a retroactive income tax relief. You want it right away, and you want it to be permanent, right? Tell us about that.
Yes, certainly the most important thing is it should be permanent, it should be broad, and it should be more significant. So I think some of us, our Republican caucus, is going to come out with a proposal in the coming week or so that calls for up to 1% reduction in the state income tax for middle-class families. Again, you know, I just don't see how in the long run we can retain and bring in new families and have family formation and job creation and investment in the state if we have a 6 or 7% state income tax. It is, you know, when I talk to our constituents down here, it's just something I hear over and over. And the trope of people moving to Florida from southwestern Connecticut because of tax burden and other economic policies is a true one. And so I think we need to deliver more relief. Our plan is going to call for about 1% reduction in the middle class income tax rate. I think that's a good start.
How do you think the budget negotiations that's going to be between Democrats and the governor, how are they going to go?
Well, you know, it'll be interesting. You know, the governor, especially on the tax package, I think was significantly undercut by the legislative leadership. And I think that's unfortunate because I think the governor's doing his best to improve the direction of the state economic policy. So, you know, do I have a dog in the fight? Yeah, I guess I'm with the governor. I think, again, I think he's doing his best to correct the wrongs. I think he should be going further even, especially on tax reductions. But I appreciate that he is going in the right direction. And so I think our state would benefit from his proposals moving along rather than the legislative leadership, which wants a lot more spending and very, very minimal tax changes.
All right, let's talk about energy relief with soaring energy costs. You're ranking Senate Republican on the Energy Committee. You've proposed solutions. What's going on with that?
So we're trying to negotiate a bipartisan energy package that incorporates some of the proposals that I made at the beginning of the term and many of the proposals that my Senate Democrat counterpart has made at the beginning of the term. And I think and I hope that the final product is going to be something that all sides like, although something that not all sides get exactly what they want. And that's, I think, a positive outcome in the legislative process. And so if that's the case, I think what it would look like is that a fraction of my cost reduction proposals get passed. So maybe instead of a 10% reduction in the average family's electricity bill, they could see a 3% decrease because only some of my proposals would be incorporated. And then we have a lot of both the Senate Republican and Senate Democrats proposals for strengthening oversight of the utilities in order to protect consumers, giving PURA more discretion and more powers in order to regulate the electric utilities and make sure that there's transparency and integrity to the system. So we're working on it. We're negotiating, and I appreciate the earnestness from Senator Needleman, the Democratic chair of the committee in the Senate, and Representative Steinberg, who's the chairman from the House, who've been working with me and the ranking House member on the issue. So it remains to be seen, but I do, have hope for a good final product.
All right, Senator, we've run out of time. We'll take up zoning at the next our next get together. I'm sure it'll still be a hot topic. Appreciate your time this morning. Take care.
Thanks, Tony. Have a great day.
All right, you too. That is State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich joins me third Thursday of the month. Next Thursday, we'll have State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich.